New year, and it's a great time to take up a new endeavor, or at the very least, it's a great time to introduce ourselves to something new. Librarian Nancy Pearl always has a book she'd like us to meet. For the next couple of weeks, she'll introduce us to first-time novelists.
You sometimes think that everyone who gets one published has three or four in their desk drawer, or that they've gotten rid of without even letting it see the light of day. But this first novel is called Black River. This first novel is called Black River, and it's by a woman who is writing under the name S.M. Hulse, which is interesting in and of itself, I think. Lots to be said about that.
Well, let me just start with, judging by the cover, that this is a sort of Western-esque book.
It is a Western-esque book in the sense that it's set in Montana, a small, not even a village, not even a town, just a small kind of enclave on the outskirts of a bigger metropolis, if you will. But it begins in Spokane, and it's the story of, first the story of a marriage, and then the story of trying to forgive both yourself and people that you've come in contact with for the fact that you're not perfect. And you know, you want to forgive yourself for not living up to what your ideals were, or that one terrible thing that you said. But also, I think you have to forgive that person to whom those words or that behavior was addressed because of their response, which in turn affected you. So there's a marriage. They're living in Spokane. The woman is quite ill, and all that she really wants to do is go back to the place where she spent many of her happy years and raised her son, and that is this small town, Black River, Montana. And everything grows out from that decision of that couple to uproot themselves and take this one trip back home as they think about it.
Nancy, in introducing the author, you mentioned that it was kind of interesting. It was a woman, S.M. Hulse, taking those initials, which many people would identify as a male writer, or at least not jump to the conclusion. Why do you think she did that?
Well, who knows? I think that writers often do this, make initials of their first names when they don't want to be judged as a woman writer, or if they're dealing with issues that are not traditionally seen as women's work, a bigger book, if you will. I mean, Jonathan Franzen is never going to publish a book under J. Franzen or whatever his mm-hmm. middle name is. It's always going to be Jonathan Franzen, and you know what you're getting. But Judy Jantz, well-known, very well-known mystery writers here in Seattle and all over the world, wrote her books under J.A. Jantz.
Still does,
and does that. Her main character is a man, and she didn't think, I'm putting thoughts in her head, but my suspicion is she just thought it wouldn't be taken seriously unless people thought she was writing as a man. Now, the trouble is now that the only people that I'm aware of who are doing initials like this are women who are writing either in the voice of a man, as this book generally is, although she switches a little bit back and forth between the husband and the wife, or they're dealing with these non-domestic themes, and this is certainly a non-domestic theme.
Had you heard of S.M. Hulse before you picked up this book?
I had not, but I love books set in Montana, novels especially set in Montana. I was trying to think if there were any novels set in Montana that I haven't loved, and no, aren't.
Why do you love novels set in Montana?
Well, Marcia, I was born in Detroit, but I feel like the Stork, you got a little confused and dropped me off there in, I can't remember the name of the hospital now, when I was really supposed to grow up in Cut Bank, Montana, or, you know, Bozeman, or Thompson Falls. It just seems like that's where I belong. And partly that grew out of my love and contributed to my love of Montana novelists.
I wondered if it was something about the vastness of the state itself, if you've ever driven across Montana.
Yes.
It takes a while that that sort of seeps into the kinds of books that are set there.
I think there's that. I think the fact that it's the sky, which does seem endless, mm-hmm. just endless, and different from every other sky that I've ever seen. And I think that S.M. Hulse, who is from Spokane, who lives in Spokane now, I think that she really understands the place, and the book has been compared, I think, justifiably compared with the novels of Wallace Stegner, for example, or Annie Proulx, whose Western books are primarily set in Wyoming, but
it's right next door.
It's right next door, in another sort of endless place to drive across.
This book is called Black River, the first novel by Spokane-based writer S.M. Hulse. Big themes set in big sky country, and our wonderful big thinker, Nancy Pearl, recommends it.
Thank you, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl's the author of the Book Lust series. She comes in every Tuesday. You can find all of her picks at our website, kuow.org.